So I don't know if everybody's part of this limud that we've been learning. And we're going to be finishing the Sefer Midrashim pretty soon. We're learning Das Midasecha from Rav Schwartz. Since all the months and years that we're doing this, I don't know who's on the other side of the phone. So today's shiur is going to be around 40, 45 minutes because I have another thing that I have to do. So we're in Das Midasecha, page Reish Chaf. I don't know if all of you have the page. If you have the Sefer, again, we're going to be finishing it soon. It could always be sent by one of the Chevra to whoever doesn't have it. We're talking about Shikha, about forgetting. And we're speaking about that in the context of the Midah of the Yisod of Ofar, of Earth, which is this entire Sefer has been about Ofar. And in the course of our conversations about Ofar, that Yisod of the Earth, we've been talking about anger and laziness, Alagitizachen, all the wonderful things that all of us have been fighting with all of our lives. And the last few manifestations of Ofar that we're dealing with, that Rav Schwartz is dealing with in the Sefer, are not as intense. For instance, we were talking about tznius. We're talking about shtika, that's coming up. The ability, the koach of being quiet. Very much nogei to where we are right now in the world, shtika. And this perek Yudalad, is on the midah of shikha as an extension or a consequence or manifestation of that yisod of Ofar. The Bala Simcha, Rabbi Shimon's inyan is kilois shakach, is not to forget. The inyan of Rabbi Shimon is not to forget. Kilois shakach mi pizaro. All the other tanoim that were there by that convention, all the other tanoim were there, said that it is fafal. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said kilois shakach mi pizaro. Like Rabbi Nachman has, it's brought down in Hagdama to Kutamaran, we've spoken about over the years so many times. Rabbi Shimon says that a Jew has the ability not to forget. The question is, what gives us that ability not to forget? Because as Rabbi Nachman said, and we've learned over the years, there are times that the best thing you could ever do is to forget. Forgetting is a very valuable asset that we have. Could you imagine talking to the married guys now? So Yosef, Carmeli, don't listen to this. Can you imagine if a couple would remember every single argument they ever had? When you're marrying off your kid, you're going to go under the chuppah, you're going to start looking at each other funny, right? Under the chuppah, you're going to remember every argument. You know, you said that about my mother a week after Shavuot Brachos, you remember? And then she said, you say back to her, yeah, but during Shavuot Brachos, you remember what you said about my mother? So, if we would remember everything, it would be terrible. So Ibn Achman said, and other tzaddikim said, that forgetting is a gewaldige gift that Hashem gave us. The problem is that we tend to remember the mother-in-law stuff and the arguments with the spouse, but we forget Gemara Rashi Tosfos, right? And we don't remember what we learned yesterday. Or we don't remember to say the things that we should be saying. V'chulu v'chulu. So, is there any way for a person to gain control over memory? Now, there are techniques that are out there in the world, and even within Yiddishkeit, there are simanim, ways to remember, gimmicks to try to remember, chazering, and using special ways of remembering. There is such a thing. There are ways to remember. But the memory we're talking about now is not remembering statistics and facts. It's a different kind of memory. It's remembering what's important in life. What's the essence of life? And when Rabbi Shimon said, "Kilos shakach mi pizaro," Rabbi Shimon didn't think for a minute that you and I are going to remember every black Gemara that we ever learned. Rabbi Shimon knew that we're not going to do proper chazara, and even if we do proper chazara, not everybody has a mind to remember everything, even if you chazar 20 times. But kilois is shakach. Rabbi Shimon said that a Jew has the ability to remember, not to forget. That's the memory we're talking about now. Now, we need to understand, why do we forget? I'm giving a little bit of chazar because there might be some nuchever. Why do we forget? So the Gemara's answer for why we forget, we spoke about the past two shiurim. The Gemara's explanation for why we forget is that the luchas were broken. The Gemara says that when we came to Har Sinai, when it was Shavuos, we came to Har Sinai, we came to a place of like Adam Arishon before the Chet, and there was no more death. Mimela, there's no more separation between the Guf and the Neshama. Mimela, we would remember everything. So we got back that ability to remember for a very brief time. And then there was the Chet HaEgel. So even that is tainted by some level of forgetting, obviously, which we're not going into right now. But we had the Inyan of the Chet HaEgel, of the golden calf. And then we fell back into the world of Shikha, of forgetting. The Shvius Aluchos, the Gemara says that Shvius Aluchos is the shattering of memory. So because of the Shvius Aluchos, we don't remember. But Rav Schwartz is explaining, we learned earlier in Perek Yedalad, that the Shvius Aluchos is a symptom of forgetting. It's not the cause of forgetting. It's not because Moshe Benu threw the luchas and they broke it, then because the luchas are broken, that our memories became broken. The Shvius Aluchos is the result of Shikha. It's a symptom of forgetting. But why do we forget? So what we were learning last week is the reason that we forget is because, as you all remember, that by Har Sinai, for whatever reason, it's not important for now, we did not want to speak, we did not want to hear Hashem speak to us directly. We couldn't deal with it. We couldn't handle that like massive dosage of God. We couldn't deal with it. So we backed off, and the Baruch Hashem backed off. That backing off is the cause of forgetting. A relationship with Hashem that's indirect, that comes through the medium of even the most exalted human being, who's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu can't do better. But the Dvar Hashem no longer comes to us directly. It comes indirectly through an intermediary, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest human being who ever lived. But sof kol sof, he is a boss of Adam. And when the Dvar Hashem comes through a boss of Adam, that means that there's something interrupting the flow of Elokus into our brains and hearts. There's something interrupting. That's the Tzibruch and Kai. You following? That's the breakage. The Luchas are broken. But the breakage is in that direct line of communication between God and man. Because when Hashem Yisrael created Adam Rishon, he created Adam Rishon in a way of Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, that Hashem put his mouth, Kivyochel, whatever that means, on Adam Rishon's, whatever that means. So on his mouth, and he breathed into, Hashem exhaled into man a Nefesh Chayim, a Ruach Mamala. Hashem exhaled from, and like the Tanya says, and the Tzaddikim explained from the Zohar Kodesh, that Madanafach mitoichei nafach, when you exhale, it comes from inside your kishka. So Kivyochel Hashem gave himself into Adam Harishon. When we learned last week that when we're asking Hashem, when Shlomo Melech said in Shir Hashim, Yishakenim in the Shikres Pio, Hashem, I'm asking you to kiss me again. And Rashi says that we're asking Hashem to continue on with giving us the Torah because we didn't finish the inyan of receiving the deepest secrets of Torah that we're still waiting to receive, Hashem's love, and his secrets, the deepest secrets of Torah we haven't yet received. It's described in a way of the Kala, that's us, asking the Chassan to kiss us. What's the meaning of kissing? Kissing is Dabka's Rucha Barucha. It's that Ruach without any interruption, without any break. It's that interruption, that breakage between Hashem and man is the source of forgetting. If the Baruch Hu would kiss us right now, we wouldn't forget. We wouldn't have a problem getting up for davening. We wouldn't have a problem even when it comes to remembering our learning, because that's Dvar Hashem. We wouldn't forget. But because of that, because we backed off of Har Sinai, and Hashem backed off, again, for whatever reason, that's not for now, but there was that backing off, and Hashem said to Moshe, okay, you talk to them. You talk to them. So I gave the marshal, of a couple of weeks ago that Alpi Aloch, you're allowed to send a shliach to be mekadosh your wife, right? In other words, if your wife lives in Yerushalayim, or the girl lives in Yerushalayim, the guy lives in New York, you can send a shliach, and he can be mekadosh your wife. But you can't have a marriage like that. It's a strange marriage. Although, let's say the mashal I gave was that the wife is living in Yerushalayim, and you send a shliach, and the shliach is mekadosh her. Hariat Mekudeshes, and gives a tabas that comes from the guy in New York, and she's so proud, she walks around the whole Yerushalayim, she shows all of her friends her ring, and she says, I'm a Mekudeshes, and they say, Mazel tov. No, so where do you live? She says, no, I live with my parents. So what's the Kedushin? It was with a shliach. My chassan lives in New York. So then her friends tell us, so what kind of marriage is that? What kind of marriage is that? She says, yeah, it's a good point. I didn't think of it. Let me call up my chassan. She calls up the chassan, and she says, honey, do you have any plans to move from New York to Yerushalayim? Or would you like to invite him to come from Yerushalayim to New York? He says, no. I'm satisfied with our relationship the way that it is. You're mekudeshesli. No. So even though kedushin works ayidei shliach, and Hashem gave us the Torah ayidei shliach, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. And you can understand that Kala could very easily forget her chassan. And that chassan could very easily forget the Kala. Because it's with the shlichas. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest shlich who ever lived, and there's a bechina of shlucha shalom kamaisai, so the chassan can tell the Kala also from New York. He can tell the Kala in Yerushalayim. But there's a din it says in the Gemara, Shlucha Shaladim Kemaisai. I sent you a shliach. It's the same like I'm there. It's not true. It's a halacha. It could work. And we all received the Torah. But we only heard from Hashem directly, Anochi and Lo Yelecha, which is very chashuv. That's why we're right now zooming with each other. Or else we would all been lost to Yiddishkeit. Because we did hear, it's somehow tucked into our subconscious that we heard Anoch Hashem Lekecha and Lo Yilecha. This we have. And Baruch Hashem, for Moshe Nefesh to be Jews, with all of our silliness and all of our crazy things, Sof Kol Sof, for holding on to being Jews, because we heard once at Har Sinai, Hashem kissed us. There was a Maisa that happened. And since then, we don't forget him. But in that unforgettable inyan of Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, you and I forget a lot of things. So let's go now back into the Sefer on page Reish Chaf. For those who have it, if you don't, it could be taken care of with a button somehow. I don't know how to do that over here, but it could be done. And I can take a picture. I just don't know how to do it right now. V'tam ha'davar ba'oimek. We're on page Reish Chaf, just reviewing that little paragraph that's we're up to. The next sentence, we're on page Reish Chaf, four lines down. Tam hadavra ba'omek hare kol dibur shadam adabra la'achas shasim adabra adibur shuv enu kam ba'olam. When two human beings speak to each other, when you're done talking, the words are finished. It's gone. It might be somehow in the air, the waves. But Lamaisa, after you said those words, have you ever had a conversation with somebody who doesn't get you? Right? So then the person says, no, you never said that. And you said, I said it to you 10 minutes ago. And it was just, nah, you didn't say that. You can go crazy. Everybody knows somebody like that. But whatever you say, the person says you never said that. That can only happen when it comes to humans speaking to each other. Because after you say something, it's gone. It's gone. After you finish talking, it's not there anymore. But Hashem's talking is la'olam Hashem dvarach anitza b'shamayim. As the Tanya explains in Shaykh Ramuna and Nefesh HaChaim at the beginning, that when Hashem says something, it doesn't go away. Kol gadol v'loyosav, it says by Marmon HaSinai that it was a powerful voice, v'loyosav, and the two explanations, two pshatim in the Gemara, and the one we're talking about now is v'loyosav v'loy pasach. When Hashem says something, it doesn't go away. La'olam Hashem dvar chanitza b'shamayim. Hashem said 5,780 years ago, Hashem said, Yehi Or, and the Yehi Or, or Yehi Rakia, it's still there. And every single second Hashem is saying those words, it didn't go away. Therefore, Hashem's Dibur, the Etzem, should be unforgettable. Now, that's as far as the one who's speaking. Hashem's words are spoken in such a way that we shouldn't forget them. However, it takes two to communicate. And you could have somebody that's saying something to you that's the most unforgettable thing in the world, but the guy's wearing earplugs. I always keep earplugs right near me. If a guy is wearing earplugs, so it could be that the person is telling you the most gewaltige thing in the world. And this person is telling you, this person is opening up his heart to you and saying, you know, I'll go back again with a guy and a girl because it's easier, emotional. So the girl is telling you, because I'm talking, maybe there's some girls there, but I'm talking most I see the guys. So the girl is telling you, I've never met anybody like you in my life. I never want to spend a minute without you the rest of my life. We're going to make this journey of life together, like the most beautiful stuff in the world. And you've been waiting like for 6 months, you've been trying to get the girl to say one nice word, right? And here it is. But if you're wearing earplugs, and I don't only have earplugs, one of the chevra also, because earplugs don't work, can't work with heavy duty noise. So then I have this other thing, like they use in construction sites. I put the earplugs in and then I do over that also. I also like to daven by myself. I like to daven all of that. Because then you hear the words mamish, you hear the words inside your head. It's unbelievable to daven when you're wearing earplugs and unbelievable to daven like that. You can't do that in shul. Even though when I have the tiles over my head, I usually have earplugs in when I have the tiles over my head. You can't, by mincha ma'ariv, it looks like you can't do that. When you have the tiles over your head, you can put, I think maybe that's why Jews start to wear the tiles over the head, so they should be able to wear earplugs. Because when you wear earplugs, it's gewaldig. So, but here, the Kaal is telling the Chassan the most important things he'll ever hear in his life. But the guy's got earplugs in. So he doesn't hear. So Hashem Baruch is saying the most unforgettable thing to us all the time. Hashem is saying to me and you every single second, I love you. I'm your father. I'm here with you. And we're having a L'chaim by the Kiddush Club downstairs. But Mamish is not there. It should be al-dibra zeh ein shekhel olam. Like I was talking about last week, that it should be that whatever Hashem is telling us now during this last 2 months, or whatever it is now, I don't know, 6 weeks, whatever it is, that that it should be, that we shouldn't forget. One of the chevra I was talking to yesterday was saying to me, Rebbe, there's so many unbelievable things I've been thinking about during this time, but what am I going to do not to forget? Like, what's going to happen the day after Corona? What's it going to be like, noch Corona? So my wife and I are talking about this the whole time. So here, I'm the more optimistic one. Well, anyway, she's a Litzvak and I'm a Chassid. And Chassidim having a tear to being more optimistic. But here I'm very optimistic that there are going to be some real big permanent changes. My wife, when I go through this whole thing and I'm so excited about what's going to be afterwards, my wife is like going, I don't know. I think it's going to be back to sushi and the whole thing. It's going to be like back to the regular program. And there'll be stories to tell. Amulas Gevein, tell the grandchildren, do you remember? Do you remember what it was? I'm still holding out for long-term memory. That there'll be long-term memory. Not by everybody, but certainly by Jews who are connected to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Certainly, for sure. So let's just, Rabbi Shimon promised, Kilei Seshakach, it's not going to be forgotten. So how does one remember? Sof kol sof, the Baruch Shalom is not speaking to us directly anymore. It's a bas kol. It's like an echo of some sort. But when you hear an echo, like Tzadik speaks about David Tzadik, an echo you could mistake for somebody that it's somebody else that's talking to you. You're not hearing anymore. You're not communicating. It's an echo. It comes back to you. Now, if you go on top of a mountain and you say hello, and then you hear a voice that says goodbye, that means there's somebody else. But if you're going on top of a mountain and you say hello, and it goes hello, 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 you think you're by yourself. So many people, when they're davening, they're going to Hashem's about hello, and it comes back, hello, hello, hello. What we're waiting for is they should say in the morning, hello, to the Baruch Shalom. He says, hey, how you doing? That's what we're waiting for. And then we're going to say, whoa, you there? And the Baruch Shalom will say, what do you mean? You're davening since you're 2 years old. I've been here the whole time. And he said, no kidding. You really there? Because all I ever heard was my own voice and the echo. I never heard you answer me. I've been here the whole time. The whole time I'm here. But we don't hear it like that. So we forget. An echo, you're not in this ball from. One of the Persian chevra told me there's a place in Persia, in Iran, where you can go on top of some tower someplace and you say hello and it comes back 7 times. Not just like in America, you get maybe a second hello. If you go there by the mullahs, you can get 7 hellos coming back to you. But sof kol sof, it's your own voice. Mitzad kach, oimek bitla shikru rak betzem etzias abayis baruch shamayim. So what Schwartz is explaining is that to the degree that you and I can improve our connection, that it should be more direct to Hashem, to that degree, we become people who remember what Hashem is saying to us. That's the formula. Okay, that's easy to say. It's much harder to do, but that's the formula. Let's go weiter. Ha'odam b'hayyoseh odam. A human being is a human being. Everything that a human being does in the present, it wasn't in the past. It wasn't in the past. And the likelihood is not going to be in the future. I have right now the present moment. The past is behind me. The future is in front of me. And because of that, I'm a person that forgets. Because Haya Hayviviya is only one. Yesh Rak Echad, only Hashem. Is Haya Hayviviya. Only Hashem is an uninterrupted program, past, present, and future. Dover She'enu B'chinas Haya Hayviviya, anybody else other than Hashem, who does not live, only a human being, only Hashem lives past, present, future. But any human being, every human being lives only in the present. If you have a good memory, say that. If you have a chush, you're raised on Ola to anticipate the future, maybe. A Navi, whatever, maybe. But sof kol sof, only Hashem is past, present, and future. And therefore, only Hashem is zoche kol nishkaches. He knows everything in the past, and he sees everything in the future. Because Hashem is hayu hayu v'yiyah. Davishu hayu hayu v'yiyah, loy chol l'shikcha. There's no such thing as forgetting, because every moment is present by Hashem. Forgetting is only when time passes. But Hashem is always in the present. Therefore, he doesn't forget. Now, if I could hook up with him, if I could hook up with Hashem, and to the degree that I make a connection with him, I could become a person who is able to remember. I could become a little bit of a hayu hayu v'yiyah, like a Navi becomes such a me'ain, such a thing. I could become such a person. Zayisad baro muchla, that's clear. Kol hanivroim kulam lo hayu. All of us, we weren't here before. Heimu chadasha, we're new. Somebody's 40, he's 40 years here. Somebody's 50, he's here, but we're new. Ubav chanim usiyamis, heim gam lo yiyu. And as far as our future is concerned, nobody knows what's tomorrow. I was talking to a woman yesterday on the phone. She was married to a guy that's 41 years old. She thought they were going to be spending the next 50, 60 years together. He was sick for 3 days. Ve'ineno. He's not here anymore. So here we are. Each one of us is new. We just got here. Well, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we're new. Tomorrow, we don't know a future, what that is. So what we have is achshav. We have is right now. Therefore, because our existence is so fragmented, it's just a piece of reality, and it doesn't have a hemshich from masha haya and to masha yiya, so we forget. We forget. Ki etzem hahayosh shalahem. Because our existence is not something which is continuous from the past, present, and future. Therefore, we're bali shikha. We forget. Therefore, the fact that we couldn't handle Hashem speaking to us, and we said, you talk to us, so that's good. Moshe Rabbeinu, but sof kol sof, Moshe Rabbeinu, with all of his greatness and the greatest Navi, sof kol sof, Moshe Rabbeinu is a bashir himself, he's a human being. And that's why Chazal tells that Moshe Rabbeinu went to High Sinai, he was forgetting, and Hashem said again to me, he forgot, and Hashem told him again. So we received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu himself is not a hayo hayviviya reality. He was, and he no longer is. Therefore, the shikha. Therefore, the stuff that he told us. He told us a long time ago, and we forget. As much as the tzaddikim, the chachamim, are trying to remind us all the time, we forget. And that's why Shachach, he goes on and says that Shin Chav Ches, the Oisius Shachach, Shin Chav Ches, of the Oisius Kochash, Chav Ches Shin. Now that word, Chav Ches Shin, means a couple of things. But the yesod of that word, like for instance, you have Eidim Achishim, Hakchosha. But the essence, so to be machish means, like you remember I was talking about before, the guy, you said something, the guy says, no, you never said that. You never said that. That's called somebody who's machish. He's denying that it ever happened. It's an inyan of not remembering. Now, he could be a liar, but hakhasha is is a manifestation of lacking in a clear memory. But the essence of the word chof ches shin means chulsha, a weakness. Like it uses a marshal when speaking about kivyoch Hashem in a certain way. Tosh koychay kinekeva. Sometimes Hashem presents himself using the nekeva, loshen nekeva, feminine. Why would Hashem do such a thing? So he's being megala that because of the way you're behaving, you have kivyochal weakened me like a nekeva. In other words, a male is stronger than a female, generally. I know that's people get upset about that sentence, but shas maisa, if you're stuck under a car and you see a guy coming, you feel better than if you see a girl coming. Nachan? I'm saying that to the girls also. Like if you got stuck under the car and someone's tire is on top of you, and you see Rivka from next door coming instead of Moshe from next door, you get nervous, right? If Moshe's coming, you feel better about it. There's a reason for that. So you have an expression, Tosh Koichak in the Keva. The Kivyochal Hashem sometimes speaks in a Lashon Nekeva. He puts himself out like a Nekeva because he's saying to us, listen, Chevra, you know what you're doing is like weakening me. Not God forbid himself, but I can't give you what I'd like to give you. So the Lashon of Shachoach, forgetting, is the Oisius Kochash, like an animal that's skinny, that's weak, like the ones that Yosef HaTzadik saw, that the parrot saw in his dream, the animals that were skinny. Kichushais, skinny, not strong, weak. It's a lashon of kichushais. Tosh koicha kinekeva. So now we understand that the oisius shin chavches, shakoach, hem gam oisius chosach. Chosach means to hold something back. Where are we familiar with that? By the Akedah. That Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, you know why I love you? Because lo chasachta is binchas yechid chem yemen. You passed the test? Because lo chasachta is binchas, you didn't hold back your only son. Lo chasachta is binchas yechid. You didn't hold them back for me. You're ready to give up everything for me, even your son. So it's interesting. Put this together just in learning Lashon HaKodesh. Shachoach, to forget, is the same letters as choshech, darkness, where something is being withheld from you. You don't get it. Darkness. I'm in the dark. Same letters as kachosh, which means a weakness, a disconnect, being disconnected. And also chosach. Chosach means holding something back. You can't get to something. It's all the same as forgetting. All the same. All words with those three letters together equal the same inyan. Lo chasachta is minchas yichid mimen. Lo chasachta lo imanata. Kol shikha himaniya. Forgetting always means that there's something that you're not getting. Forgetting means there's something I'm not getting. I'm not tapping into something that was. That's what it means to forget. I'm forgetting being something that is. Kol davar sheyesh lo gvul, chol olav hashikha. Anything that has a boundary, it has an end, it stops, you can forget. So only Hashem is hayahay v'yiva. He always is constant, so therefore there's no forgetting. Hashem is zaycha kol nishkacha yismeh. Hashem doesn't forget. But a human being has a gvul. He's here. He has a certain time framework that he lives in. He has boundaries. And because he's in that gvul, therefore, he has a beginning, he has an end. Wherever there's a beginning and there's an end, there's the inyan of forgetting. That he means he's part of that inyan of shikha, forgetting. Of being forgotten, like a mace, like someone that dies. This exactly he's going to be forgotten. Doesn't mean you don't remember who it is, but it means you don't live with him. 12 months ago, he's already Xavier, that the mace is already Mr. Kachas, Mr. Kachman. Because a human being has boundaries. He's finite. And that which is finite by definition is stuck in the present and is doomed to being forgotten. So since you and I are not connected the way we should be directly to the one who is, was, who was, is, and will be, we are dangling sort of in midair, and we forget. To the degree that one connects himself to that which is, always was, is, and will always be, he can achieve some degree of memory, of remembering beyond the limitations of regular time and so on. He can already achieve something greater than that. So he explains on page Reish Chaf, like five lines up from the bottom of Reish Chaf, Hanivra mitzad etzem ayes hanivra yesh lo gvul. Because something is created, by definition, he has a gvul. He's limited. So all of us are limited. And therefore, because of that, even if somebody is 99 years old, if someone's 120, he's not in the madrega of Hayviyah. He just has that moment of being 120. What was, that's already gone. What will be, it's not yet. So only Hashem is Hayviyah. Abbas of Adam is just this moment. There's a time, the past is no longer. It's gone. You can reminisce as much as you like, but Lamaise is not here anymore. Zman, v'yezman, shuloyia. And then there's a time, halavai, well, everybody should live to 120, but there's a time that you and I are no longer going to be. Kan ha'oimek hadak shel hashicha, ba'oimek hadak shel. So Schwartz says, this is the true deep meaning of forgetting, of shikha. What we just spoke about now, what we just learned, this is the shurish of shikha. The breaking of the luchas is a symptom. But the shurish of shikha is what we're learning. Misha be'ez diburo. Misha be'ez diburo. A person should be ace diburo. Medabik atzmei b'makim shu haya hayviviya. If at a time, imagine that it was possible that there's communication, two people are communicating, and at that moment the person or these people are dovuk, are mamish completely attached and bound to the past, the present, and the future, if it was possible, then there would be no such thing as shikha. Sham ain shikha. Oma kai nika shayin shikha ba oisa makim shenim tzatam. Unless you're constantly present, there's forgetting. Now here is where we see an unbelievable deep connection between memory and the meter that we were learning about earlier. In Afar, Snius. Unfortunately, the way that we were taught the Indian of the Sugi of Snius, and even more unfortunately than the guys, the way the girls were mostly taught the Indian of Snius, is that it's about covering your knees and your elbows and stuff like that. It's all true, but that's not the Oymik of what Snius is. And because we're not taught what the Oymik of Snius is, the depth of Snius, so we hear it as something which is just a restriction and so on. The truth is, we're just going to be able to start this now. The truth is that sneers, again, I'm even afraid to translate into English. I don't have to tell you. You all know what it means. That sneers is the shirish of memory, of remembering. And sneers opens a person up to the most amazing possibilities in Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem. The last stop of Tznius is covering your head, your knee, your elbow. That's the last stop of Tznius. But it doesn't make you into a person who's Be'etzem Tzanua. I'm sure all of you have met people who might be living according to the official rules of tznius, but they're not sanua. They're not sanua. You know what I mean? I don't have to go into that. To be a person who's tznua, an ish tznua, an isha tznua, most of you were not taught what that means. What that means, etzem to be tznua. Now he opens with a Gemara, look on Reish Chaf Aleph, see Yushami and Brachas, and we'll just start a little bit. I'll have to go over it anyway next week, because by next week you're going to forget this already for a long time. Omer Chazal, Bris Krusa Hi. Chazal said there's a Bris. Bris Krusa Hi. Hayageya Talmudai Bebeis HaKnesses B'tzina Loi B'mher M'shakeh. That if you work hard over the Gemara, over your learning, in shul, in a mokum of Kedusha, in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, if you chazer and you learn hard, you work hard on your learning in a mokum kaddish, in a holy place, b'tzina, yeah, listen to the conditions here. It's in the Beis HaKnesses, but b'tzina, in a way that's tzanua in the shul. It doesn't mean there can't be anybody else in the shul. What that means exactly, to be learning in shul b'tzina. There were some tzaddikim, like in our generation, Rav Yoshev, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. Rav Yoshev, you know, he didn't learn with chavrusas. He learned all the years by himself. And he learned in a little shul in Me'er Sharm. That's how he learned. All of the years. The Chazanish. There were many tzaddikim that they were able to find a place in a little b'smedrash someplace and get a key and lock themselves up in a shul in a b'smedrash. Even the Chazal say in a certain place, you have to be careful when you're alone in the shul, because the Malachim Avos likes to go in that place to be alone in the shul. But tzina doesn't mean that you have to be necessarily alone in the shul. But you have to be in a state of being tzanua in shul. The Yerushalmi says it's a bris. That if you work hard at your learning in shul, b'tzina, lo b'meher m'shakeach, you're going to remember your learning. It's not going to be easy to forget. That learning, you're going to remember. So what does that mean? What does that mean to learn Torah b'tzina? B'tzina. What is that? Does it mean you have to learn it privately? Well, it's not. It's nice to have a chavrusa. And there's a special mitzvah to learn Torah b'rabim, to learn Torah with a lot of people. It's a big thing. It's a huge thing to learn b'rabim, to be together. So what does this mean you've learned Torah b'tzina? What does it mean to learn Torah b'tzina? You shouldn't share the Torah that you have. The Mishnah says, "Al-tachzik Torah v'la'atzmacha." If you have Torah, you should share it. So what does it mean to learn Torah b'tzina? Okay, Chevra,